This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Beer is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
You know, there's a lot of really huge stuff going on behind the scenes here at InfoWars that I can't tell you about. But let's just say this. The phones are being listened to. And some stuff's happened here the last week that's got the president's interest. And let's just say it has to do with a lot of really important things. And some of the people you've been seeing going public in support of the president, and sometimes it makes me think this is virtual reality, and this is all just my own virtual reality, and I'm living in this crazy stuff that's happening, and then I'm going to wake up as the Matrix or something. It's insane. And alive people are so alive right now. Other people are just so dead. Now, Jack Posobiec is going to be joining us. He briefed Congress on a in-depth report that he's compiled on what really happened in Vegas. And, of course, Jack's worked in naval intelligence and other areas. He's a smart guy, well-respected, launched one of the most successful grassroots Trump organizations. And so he's going to be joining us, All Source Intelligence Assessment Executive Summary. It's a very, very important report. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. So we should probably just post an article pointing out this is coming up. He's going to give you an incredible breakdown. Because they don't want you to know what really happened at Vegas. And that the evidence points towards an Islamic attack and a gun deal gone bad and all the rest of it. And there's been a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well going on from Vegas towards InfoWars. And so we're going to be going over this report that Jack Posobiec has given to Congress and briefed Congress on. And we're going to be looking at the different angles of that. And again, these are Jack Posobiec's educated views. I have looked at different angles of it and cannot completely solve it. And I've been made privy to information that others have not been given, that I'm not allowed to reveal because of non-disclosure agreement I had to sign. Let's just say I have seen very, very revealing video that explains a lot. Now, looking at Posobiec's report, it's got some people in here and some things that I did not know. So, this is an investigation. This is work by Posobiec, not InfoWars work. And I only say that because a lot of this I have not been made privy to. Congress has now been made privy to. And so, we will get the perspective and the views and the research from Posobiec. A lot of this is original research. And so, again, it's very easy to have error in original research. It's very easy to have this establishment plant honeypots, plant disinfo to discredit investigations. But Jack is a smart cookie, and I respect him, so I'm going to, since Congress has been briefed on this, I'm going to let him engage in this activity here on air, because investigative journalism is the most dangerous, fraught with confusion and landmine situation there is. And InfoWars is a perpetual target of it as they try to discredit us because we're the tip of the spear. But I trust Posobiec, and I trust his research and his sources, and he's a really good guy. And he works for now a major cable channel does a great job there, so we'll have this for you. Right now my head is spinning, quite frankly, with Article 13 and Article 11 and some other things I know that I haven't gotten to yet, and how that ties into all these hoaxes the media is running. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Look, I only tell you this at the start of almost every segment because it's absolutely critical that you understand we know the enemy game plan. I have studied it. I have had thousands of guests on. I live this stuff. And the enemy just continues the same permutations. They try the same operations over and over again, and I've got their game plan, and they're angry I've got their game plan, and they're coming after us because they don't want us to continue to change the narrative from their fantasy land to the reality. And I can tell you the reason Trump listens to this broadcast and others do is because it's good background information and good group processing. Just like a think tank. InfoWars is a think tank, an on-air think tank. And my goal is human development, human empowerment, defending innocence, and defending free will. And that's all I want. I don't want money. I don't want fame. I want to defeat the globalist. Because I know they want full control of the species to do some really sick, satanic crap, to play God. These are mad scientists. And they've got to be dealt with. Now, that said, I'm very, very frustrated. And I'm angry with a lot of people I know over the years who think I'm stupid because I'm direct. But I see all the Machiavellian stuff that goes on, and I see the so-called libertarian and conservative talk show host pay the piper, pay the fiddler, pay Charon as they kill freedom, as they pass the river Styx on their integrity, when they do the little snipes at me and the little discredits, but all in a backhanded, friendly way. That doesn't hurt me. That hurts everybody. That hurts you. We expose the world government. We expose their plan. We relaunch the Americana reboot. This audience, InfoWars, this think tank, our college of guests, of strong men and women who went against the propaganda, the programming, the peer pressure, the bullying, and have broken the will of the globalists. We've torn both arms out of their sockets and smashed their face in a fight. But they are still moving at us with zombie determination. And it has been all the people that think they're trying to win a popularity contest who ride on the coattails of those of us that expose the whole globalist paradigm and discredited the fake conspiracy theories, the pop culture conspiracy theories that were meant to discredit the real work we've been doing. We have popularized the return of America. We have popularized the reboot. And a lot of you have been Pavlovianly conditioned with operant conditioning carrot or stick, that if you go along with mainstream media and you play games with it and you pay it lip service, that you're not going to be censored and you're not going to be shut down. You are exactly who they're targeting. The globalists want full spectrum control of the culture. They want ugliness. They want stupidness. They don't want things to be funny. They don't want things to be happy. They don't want things to be free or open. And they don't want wide spectrum availability of ideas. And they're going to create a very centralized, dumbed-down system that'll make anything you've ever looked at in history seem free and open in comparison. Article 13 and 11 snuck into committee are the same stuff they had in TPP. I knew what it was as soon as I saw the articles, pulled it up. I pulled up the TPP documents. We've seen it all before. But this time, the EU's ramming it through. And our courts and Democrat-controlled cities are now taking orders from the UN and taking orders from the EU. When I watched local Time Warner TV this weekend for about an hour, something I've never done, Time Warner has local news in many cities, something I hadn't done in years. It was unbelievable. It was UN functions in Austin. It was refugee functions. It was taking kids from their parents and, you know, giving it to same-sex couples. It was pure globalist propaganda. Angelina Jolie and how bad the Syrian government is and on and on and on. It was pure state-run crap, like I was in a dystopic movie. They can't have it where people tune in and see that and then tune in and can hear InfoWars or Joe Rogan or PewDiePie or Paul Watson. There's an article up on InfoWars.com where 2.5 years ago Drudge came here. He's only done one other interview since then and warns EU link ban could kill Drudge Report internet freedom. He warned it. EU's Article 11 would ban fair use and possibly even links to news stories. It's worse than that. It's a Kit Daniels story. It's worse. Article 13 allows big corporations to be given a waiver for data mining. So see, the EU's program of the GDPR is only for little people to shut us down, and you. It's so incredible, and now finally a lot of leftist organizations and groups get it and are freaking out. It's what was in the TPP that WikiLeaks leaked, thank God, that patriots in our own government leaked, thank God, that Trump pulled out of, thank God. Article 13 of the EU Copyright Directive threatens the internet. They are breaking the internet because they can't control, and they, in a last-ditch effort, realize they've already lost. It's kind of like the Terminator franchise. Skynet's already been blown. The globalist dehumanization, depopulation, eugenics plan is a horrible plan beyond Hitler's wildest fantasies. It's terrible, and global elites that are not psychotic are now fighting with other global elites and working with humanity and trying to activate humanity to go to the next level and make the right decision. And we pretty much already on this path have blown their operation irrevocably unless they completely break the internet in free speech as we know it, start a giant war, and just like night follows day, you can bet your bottom dollar. You can bet your boots, and I'm getting chills right now. Whew, boy, when I start saying the absolute right thing, my subconscious, my soul just goes, lay it out. Whew, endorphins hitting me hard. Whoa. My spirit is saying, has been mad at me lately because I'm not really saying the right stuff. And I'm telling you right now. Whew, okay, absolutely. Of course, that's what I meant this morning to come in here and first say. I just get distracted with everything. When they do this clampdown, the bioweapon's going to get released, and they're going to kill a couple billion people right up front. Before they were going to release a bioweapon that kills a couple hundred million real quick to scare us and get us under their medical tyranny control. No, they're getting ready with Disease X. They rolled out and advertised this year, and then noticed it's shown up. There was 100 dead Chinese 2 days ago. It was 600 yesterday. Now they're saying 5,000 are dead. You know it's probably 50,000. from an airborne pathogen of bird flu that kills 38.3% of people. And now they're saying, actually, that was an early estimate. It may even be higher because other people died now that they thought might live. Let me say that again. There's an airborne flu. The most deadly flus might kill 1 out of 1,000. This kills 40% of people. And when I put that out Saturday, when it was from the World Health Organization, people went on Twitter and Facebook, and the left said, shut up, Jones, you're a liar, tell us about Martian colonies. That's something I never said. When your own families are in danger, you just all piled on because you get the fake dopamine hit. You get promoted on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube when you attack me. You become willing bots, even though the currency of promoting lies is like Zimbabwe notes. You can't buy anything with it. Just all this fake glad-handing liberal crap, attack everything I'm saying, tell me I'm a liar, when I'm telling you about an airborne flu that kills 40% of people, that's mutating even stronger, and if it gets out of China and starts spreading, scientists say it could kill half the world's population. But, oh, that is important. You just say it's fake news when it's not. They're going to release the weapons as soon as they hit the internet kill switch. They hit the kill switch, they're going to hit us with bioweapons.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming back, the economy, a sense of worth, a sense of value in humans and workers, a sense of family. We've rebuilt China, set it up for the globalists to use it as economic leverage to take over the planet. Trump's giving a live speech as we speak. I was just watching him during the break. We're going to play some of it later. And he was just saying, it's over. The decision was made to shut America down. The decision was made to deindustrialize us, and we're not doing that now. We're not going to let people have 200, 300% tariffs on us and we have nothing on them. It's over. And I told you yesterday that Hayden and all of them are very scared. And then I saw a clip of him this morning from last night on CNN where he said, I'm scared. But not scared for the reasons he said. His voice was shaking. He's scared because their criminal activities by these technocrats and the incredible stuff they've been involved in, it's coming home to roost, and they're not as invincible as they thought. And their crimes are coming out in Congress, and it's scaring them. Now, speaking of that, you know what the diversion is. They're so scared in Congress, the Democrats are, that all of their illegal spying's coming out, that Comey ordered it, that Comey was caught lying before Congress, that the whole House of Cards is coming down, that they are hyping the total hoax that Trump is doing anything different in the last four administrations or longer, that when you get thousands of people a day per sector and none of their IDs are real, or they don't have IDs, or there's unaccompanied children, a lot of them are unaccompanied, you know, under the age of 18, teenagers, you don't just throw them into general population when some of the roughest hombres in the world are coming up through Mexico. Mexico has over 180,000 people they say have died the last 10 years. A couple hundred thousand are missing, and they've dug up mass graves all over the Mexico side of the Arizona, Texas, California border. They dug up thousands of dead bodies, you know, just over one spot, the Texas border by El Paso. And a lot of them are women and children. I live in Texas. I read the local news. A lot of them have had their hearts cut out and are killed in rituals. That's finally hit national news. So I would cover severed heads being dumped outside the Tucson police station like 10 years ago. And they'd have liberal articles saying, Jones is lying, saying severed heads got dumped off, hoping you wouldn't go look up the severed heads. That's how much they lie. Now there's documentaries about it. And now everybody goes, oh, we all know that because their lie failed. You've got evil gangs feeding on Hispanics who are Hispanic, 99%. And there's no media coverage of it except for local news. But then you've got images where the media is there of 50 people being brought in, and some of them are 5-6 years old, and one screaming, mommy, mommy, at night. I remember saying, mommy, mommy, when my parents would go out sometimes once or twice a year, so they could go out to dinner. They'd drop me off at the daycare. And I remember being 2-3 years old crying, some of my first memories, saying, mama, no, no, I don't want to be here at night. It was scary. I had to get over it. I had to learn that I had to stay at the daycare every once in a while so they could go to a party or go to a movie if they couldn't get a babysitter. And, you know, they tried to get babysitters, and they catch the babysitter smoking pot. I remember those conversations when I was 2, 3, 4 years old. But then they go in there, and I saw the lunches they have. It's better than our school lunch program. And they've got Nintendos, and they've got PlayStations, and they've got basketball and football and everything in there. And in Mexico, if they catch you in a crime, you got kids, they take your kid and throw them in a dirty orphanage. They don't go show that, do they? Waiting for your family to get down there. And half the time, Mexico then extorts your family coming to get your kids. Everybody knows that about Mexico. Show some of the food for TV viewers. Because they show them feeding the kids the food. Looks light years better than what... Now show that food. Look how good that looks. The fruit, rice and beans, the migas, all that. Look how good that food looks. If you're a radio listener, it's up on InfoWars.com. Look how good that food looks. And then show us under Michelle Obama with all these scams, the companies they worked with, to what the school lunches look like. Show the horror of Michelle Obama's school lunch program. Just type that into a search engine. Click it. Remember how ugly and gross and sick those lunches were? Remember that? So we're going to do a video side by side today showing these lunches they're eating. Boy, I wish our kids in America, in the public schools, were getting food that good. No, that's what we get here in America. Stuff that looks like you'd eat on a Mars mission. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, show some more. Just you got to go to Bing. Google doesn't work anymore. Anything reality-based isn't there. I know Microsoft owns Bing, but it's still pretty fair. And it shows the bad stuff and the good stuff. Yeah, I mean, this looks like stuff you wouldn't feed prisoners. This is what Michelle Obama says you're going to eat. These are the scams. But then look what these kids are eating. Meanwhile, the left is acting like they're all dying. So how are they going to divert the criminal activity? How are they going to divert Spygate and Russiagate falling apart? Well, we've got video of multiple congressmen interrupting and violating the rules and bringing up the kids because they don't want any of this information out. So let's go ahead and go to this first clip where they are interrupting and jumping in and trying to block the discussion of what really happened. Here it is.
Preside Government Reform and the Committee on Judiciary will come to order. Without objection, the presiding member is authorized to declare a recess at any time. I am pleased, as I know my colleagues are, to see so much interest in today's hearing. As a reminder to our guests, the rules of the House of Representatives prohibit any disruption or manifestation of approval or disapproval of the proceedings, such as shouting. Disrupting the proceedings is a violation of D.C. law and the House rules, and it will not be tolerated, and this will be your only warning. Welcome, Inspector General Horowitz.
Mr. Chairman.
We will do our... Yes.
Mr. Chairman, before we hear from the Inspector General, I feel compelled to say something about a topic that is a more immediate priority. We have all seen the pictures of immigrant children ripped apart from their parents at the border. These children are not animals.
Order.
They are not bargaining chips. They are not leveraged to help President Trump build his wall. They are children who have been forcibly removed from their parents in our name. Every day that they are separated from their parents is a day we do irreparable harm to their health and well-being. The United States should be better than this. We should not put children in cages. The minute this hearing adjourns, sooner if we can,
Mr. Chairman, regular
our
order.
Committees can work together.
Gentleman from Virginia has requested regular order.
Delay. Thank
the gentleman
you,
from New York has been given more time than would have been afforded the other side had we pulled something like that. So with that, we will welcome you, Mr. Horowitz, for what I think is a hearing on your Inspector General report into decisions made and not made in 2016. We will be in recess until the Capitol Police restore order.
All right, that's enough. So this is the circus. This is the circus. You've got millions of people being told, come up here. They don't stop in Mexico. A bunch of them get killed on the way. And then you got thousands of people getting picked up for sector. And we're just supposed to throw kids in with people who don't have any idea who they are. No, they get them in there. They find out who the child molesters are, the killers. They cut those out. And they get them back with their parents, usually in a few days. Instead, the Democrats under Obama did something new. They started just grabbing them, loading them on Democratic Party charity buses, and they just disappeared into black holes. God only knows. It's called child trafficking.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've got a report that a group of intelligence agent people put together. No one's seen this report, and that is outside of Congress. And Jack Posobiec, of course, obviously is an anchor with One America News. It's syndicated on all the major cable systems, reaches millions a day. And a frequent guest here, also Naval Intelligence, and the president's a big fan of him as well, and follows a lot of his work. And Posobiec got a copy of this. It's not secret. It's all source, open source intelligence, but it's not been seen yet. And I looked at it, and it's got a bunch of stuff that might want to be secret in it. So I'm not going to show this to anybody. I'm going to leave it at that. And I think separately, I asked Jack. He, I think, has come to that decision as well. And that's why we got to be really careful around here, because I am drowning in intel. And what's crazy is it's such good information. I mean, how good our intelligence agency's information is really amazing when it's really from them. But when it's the media or the Democratic Party, you can invert it, like Tucker Carlson said last week. So Jack Posobiec's here. It's not a gimmick that I have free shipping store-wide and 50% off our best-selling products. And I keep saying it's the last day, it's the last day. I was supposed to come in here early in the morning and shoot new ads and come up with the new specials. I'm so busy covering news, and I'm the guy that comes up with the final, you know, ideas and marketing. I should probably advocate that they've been trying to get me for a month to come up with new specials. A month. Because we've depleted a whole bunch of our best-selling products, and some of it isn't coming in. A couple of products aren't coming in until October. Well, you don't want to run a sale so long that then you don't have it at the regular price. You sell it at a sale so folks see how good it is. And then, though, if you got a supply issue or you don't have more coming in, you go back to full price because you can aggregate that out and make bigger profit to fund yourself over the long haul because it's not coming in. So I'm losing money right now because we will sell out of Real Red Pill Plus. We will sell out of Brain Force. We will sell out of Super Male Vitality and X2 before I get more. Now, if I'd have stopped doing this about a week ago, this special, a lot of these would have gone into maybe September at least, another 3-4 months. Now I am losing money. So that's the best pitch ever, isn't it? Plus you fund the resistance to the globalist. You get game-changing products, just like our information so hardcore, our supplements are hardcore, our water filtration is the best, the air filtration, whatever the best rated stuff is at the best price, we get it, we sell it. InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping on all our best-selling nutraceuticals and a bunch of other items, but it's got to end today. That's my fault. But if you haven't taken advantage of it, for so many great products, it's all there. Keep saying final day for 3 days just because I just can't get my head out of information. There's just too much of it, but this is how we fund ourselves. We do have some new products that have come in, two new ones. I haven't cut ads for those. So that'll be the new specials tomorrow, two new great products we've got coming out. But these other specials are gone. They've got to be. Alpha Power sold out in a month the last time we ordered it. Super great, super strong. It's going to sell out again. It'll be months till I get it. So I have screwed the pooch, as they say, on this. It's my fault, and I'd probably have to just hand control over this fully to Tim Ferger because it's just I continue to to do this. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Jack Posobiec will be with us 15 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm going to get back into news so insane that I can't even believe it. But he can cover the waterfront, not just this report that's secret until now that was given to Congress, that was briefed. So we'll tell you as much as we can about the report. I'll just show the top of the document. I may show some little pieces while we're here on air. But he joins us now. So Jack Posobiec, thanks for coming on with us, and good job and all the work you're doing there with the One America News.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much for having me on. You know, we had a big special this weekend, and one of the things that really came out and struck me with this report, and that report, and I've given you a copy of it, so you've now got it on your hands, and you correctly identified that report is raw intelligence. That report is not stuff that's really been processed yet. There's a lot of stuff in there that may or may not reach certain levels that we're not willing to go into or not able to go into here on the news. But from what we can tell, just even from the very first page of it, the executive briefing that we've read, it lines up very much with something that you yourself reported in the first few hours of the Las Vegas attack. Then Congress was briefed on this. Congress was absolutely briefed on this. And that's where I got it from, U.S. Congress, that this guy had an anti-Trump animus, that he started stockpiling Stephen Paddock. Of course, we know that he was stockpiling rifles after the election of Trump. They went back and they tracked this. He did some handguns before, but the rifles, he started stockpiling them immediately after or in the days after the election of Trump. He tacked that concert because he viewed them as Trump supporters, the country music concert. And this information has been given to Congress. I also have correspondence. I haven't released this yet, but I have it. Correspondence between myself and Congress and the FBI, where I can see they sent me the documents that Congress has been asking and demanding the FBI tell them if they looked into this, tell them if the FBI even went in to looking into this situation. Did you investigate the fact that this guy was anti-Trump? Did you investigate the guns? Did you look into any of this? The FBI, as usual, is not responding to Congress, is not responding to their written letters, not responding to their emails, and Congress is starting to, frankly, get very frustrated with them.
So the bombshell here is that a group of intelligence agencies and other organizations, we're going to get into some of who the groups are here in a minute, briefed Congress on this, brought up a lot of intel that we separately have documented. We have this big data dump of raw intelligence that you've been given because folks want this out, and that it did all point towards Paddock being extremely anti-Trump, which we've separately confirmed. So there you go. The FBI has buried the fact that this guy was an anti-Trumper. That there is bombshell and shows you how many layers of the FBI are still political operatives of the Democratic Party.
Well, what's interesting, Alex, is actually that, you know, we talk about how it's different layers, but one thing that I've been told in the course of this from my sources is that right in after this happened, keep in mind that this is still when Andrew McCabe was the deputy director at the FBI, and I've been told that McCabe actually demanded to maintain operational control of the investigation from the seventh floor of the FBI in Washington, D.C., that he demanded to have control of the operation as opposed to the actual field office there in Las Vegas in the first place. So McCabe, the same guy that we know is in trouble for his actions on the Clinton investigation and then opening up the Trump investigation based on phony intelligence, the dossier. And now the same Andrew McCabe was involved in this essentially covering up or stopping the investigation into the Las Vegas shooter, not allowing investigators to investigate as far as they wanted to go. They eventually essentially saw a dead body, said, we're going to pin it on this guy. This was the only guy involved. Case closed. Let's move on. They did not dig into all of the very damning evidence that this case was done for because of political purposes. This was a terrorist attack that was committed for political purposes.
And I've been scanning over this. It fits into what our intel was, what the hostage rescue team told me the day after. Major Islamic connections, other shooters they believe being flown in. Some of the teams didn't show up. People got cold feet, did tell people, get out of here, you're about to be killed. I mean, this thing is leaking like a sieve. I actually feel sorry for the sheriff. He's been breaking down on TV, you know, obviously ordered to under national security to not get into this by the FBI. But that's rogue groups in the FBI of McCabe and their stay behind networks. But I'm reading this. I mean, I'm getting to some of this on air. The attack was likely planned as a well logistically and finance coordinated entirely by Stephen Paddock. Paddock may have anticipated the arrival of a fly-in team of additional shooters that would assist the operational execution. However, the team of additional shooters appears to have not arrived in the numbers expected. It was also possible that additional members of the cell had not yet reached Paddock's suite when the security guard triggered a perimeter attack initiation. And they've even got who they think the shooters are and names and video clip, everything in here. This is really bad, man. This is really sick stuff. And we're going to... Yeah, the sheriff breaking down and starting to cry, saying there's obviously other shooters. It's horrible. The people who do great. And then later, he's like, no one. Only one guy. And they still won't say what happened.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions?
There's a new article up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com that needs to get out there. IG bombshell, Clinton was never subject or target of FBI investigation. Close quote. Remember, they said she was investigated, but they gave her a letter saying that she wasn't. And now it's confirmed again. We'll talk about that in the next hour with Jack Posobiec and open the phones up and get into Article 13, Article 11 that ends the Internet as we know it. Even mainstream news admits it ends the Internet. But I've actually read it now, the whole thing, and it's beyond that. I'm going to break that down coming up, and they're voting tomorrow, and the U.S. has been going under EU control. That's globalism. Jack Posobiec is in the studios there in D.C. of One America Television Network, and he was getting into this until now secret document put out by a particular intelligence group alumni organization. I'll just leave it at that, that briefed Congress, and then that way they can do it unofficially, as people obviously still a lot of those agencies. And it's a pretty powerful info, but recapping and then getting into more of it, we have McCabe in control, deep state operatives, ordering all this basically covered up, that the law enforcement believe Paddock had accomplices, and Congress has been briefed. So please continue with this information, Jack Posobiec.
Big question that everybody asked is, you know, the same questions that we were all asking early on, and I know you've covered this, you've had people on who have covered this, but Congress is now starting to ask those very same questions. They're asking it very quietly, but some of them have come forward to the surface, like Congressman Scott Perry. They've essentially been asking, why was this someone who had so many guns? Why did he have so many ammo that wasn't used? Did he do this all by himself? This seems like at least a two-man operation. That's what the sources are telling. And one specific thing they bring up in the report, Alex, is the timeline of this thing. Now, to take us all back, the firing, so he gets shot by the guard, the guard tries to come up, he shoots at the guard, then he starts the shooting. That's 10 p.m. that evening. He continues shooting until 10:15. At 10:15, there's that two-shot sound that we hear, and then the firing abruptly stops. At 10:15, no police officer or security guard had entered the room. Nobody had gone to the door. He had no external pressure whatsoever at 10:15 to stop shooting. In fact, the police don't actually arrive for almost another hour. They wait for the SWAT team to come. And the reason they're worried coming in, they saw that cart outside. They worried about IED. They worried, did this guy have a bomb rigged up at the door? It was set to go. So they waited for SWAT to come in and make that determination. So why, at that point, 10:15, did he arbitrarily stop shooting when he had so many rounds left, 7,000 rounds in the room, when he had so many weapons in there? We know he had other materials, RDX, down in his car in the garage. We know that the airplane fuel tankers across the way, the jet fuel, that he was trying to shoot at those to take those out. He may have intended to use those explosives in his car to take out those jet fuel containers at the airport across the way. So why at 10:15, to bring it all back, does he just arbitrarily decide to stop shooting and end his attack when he clearly had follow-on operations? A huge red flag and something that a lot of people in Congress are now starting to ask their questions about.
And, of course, we know now the media never covers what happened. Never. They bring up every old shooting, constantly blame gun owners. They salivate over every mass event. But on this, when the Islamic connections and the gun-running connections came out, they all dropped it like a hot potato.
Exactly. We've certainly seen from the left a massive program, a massive campaign, anti-gun campaign, certainly in the wake of Parkland and other shootings, that they, you know, tried to use those shootings as a political leverage to ban AR-15 specifically, to enact other gun bans. But after the Las Vegas shooting, you didn't really hear much other than banning gun those bump stocks. And, you know, bump stock to the shooter community is seen as more of a novelty. It's not seen as something that a serious shooter would ever use because you can't really fire accurately with one of those things. So why is this never, you know, it's not mentioned, it's not brought up in anything other than a list of major shootings is the only time you ever hear about it anymore. It was never used in these major campaigns that are pushed by the left that we know. The Parkland, the March for Our Lives was done by a George Soros-tied promoter with the Open Society Foundation. So why did they never talk about Las Vegas in terms of gun control? It doesn't quite fit the narrative for some reason, and we're trying to figure out what that is.
Because the operation went sideways, everything points at that. You've read this report. You got the secret report Congress was showed. Get into the group, the organization, because obviously they gave it to you. They don't mind the name being out. And then why you think they gave it to you, and just a summary of the raw intelligence that's gathered here, but a lot of it very, very powerful.
Of course. So Americans for Intelligence Reform, it's headed by Brad Johnson, who's a 25-year CIA veteran. He's someone who was, as we call, a white hat, if you will, someone who never really got involved with any of the black ops that were going on. He knew about them, but he always stayed true to his mission. He always stayed true to the U.S. Constitution. And now that he got out, he's someone who has taken on the role of something of a whistleblower in the intelligence community, a sort of role that I find myself in occasionally, talking about what he sees the intel community doing now. now and calling against it. So they put this report together. He's the face of it. There are other names that are involved, certainly many, many names that are involved, but he's really the only one that's willing to come publicly, because a lot of these guys do still have security clearances, in some cases do also do cleared work as well for the agencies or contract work. So you're seeing the website right there. So Brad came on with me last weekend in OAN. We produced a 30-minute special. We're essentially going through this report, going through what we were able to verify, and that was the anti-Trump sentiments. That was the stockpiling of weapons after the election. That was, you know, perceiving the crowd, perceiving the target as Trump supporters. There were other indications that we didn't get into in our special report that are covered in this. And one of those big ones is the one that you heard Congressman Perry talk about 6 months ago on Fox, that there may have been an ISIS connection, and was certainly brought up earlier on when we know that ISIS took credit for the attack. However, no one was able, the question that a lot of people had was, this guy Paddock, he wasn't able to be tied to ISIS. So everybody was asking, what is the ISIS tie if this guy wasn't able to be directly tied? And that's where the girlfriend they were thinking may potentially come in, due to her international travel, the money being sent overseas, the fact she was overseas but seems to have had foreknowledge of this. And the FBI, to some extent, is investigating this, but to another extent is really trying to hold that main narrative of this guy doing the entire thing by himself together, even though we've even seen indications in some of the police reports that the police are investigating whether or not multiple associates were involved.
Well, I was told by folks involved with the FBI hostage rescue team who were there that there was all this foreign travel stuff, that they'd both been in the Middle East, that they thought it was some type of gun running deal gone bad, and then the FBI came in and shut it all down a day after. But we told people that, you know, the next morning. I got the information, then I got to go ahead to say it on air because there was a cover-up going on, and now you see all the evidence pointing towards that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in terms of that. Unfortunately, because these guys are on the outside looking in for a lot of these things, they're only able to use the information that they get in terms of, just like with you, someone tells you something, points you in a direction. We don't have access to the same databases, law enforcement databases, that the FBI would, and they're not making any of their findings public. They certainly have only released tiny tidbits of information regarding this thing, only small portions.
Oh, they're really hoping it just goes away, because they know what really happened.
Yeah, they don't want us talking about this. They don't want us bringing this up. They want it to be doled out in little drips and drabs, spoon-fed to us. They don't want us looking at this as people who are intelligence veterans, as people who were in the shooting community, who understand how terrorism works, and to look at this through the lens of counterterrorism, which is something that they certainly see. Maybe not international, maybe more an act of domestic terrorism in at least the case of Paddock. But was there supposed to be more is a big question. But now the real breaking news on this is that Congress is starting to ask these questions as well.
All right, Jack Posobiec, we're going to go to break here in about a minute. But when we come back, I want to get into the Inspector General report. I want to get into the children being held who are coming across the border, many times unaccompanied. So, of course, people in detention centers are being put in separate areas. Of course, there's a chain link fence. This is a thing that's gone on for decades, but how the liberal media thinks we're so dumb that we don't know what's going on. And then the big enchilada. I knew this was coming. I knew they were talking about it for years. We had Drudge in studio warning of it. Copyright laws that put prior restraint on everything you type and do on the internet, that totally control everything you do, that ban memes. And even liberal news sites are admitting this is horrible. Well, I'm glad you finally figured that out, morons. They're going to censor everybody. This is unbelievable. We'll be right back with hour number three to break it all down with Jack Posobiec and more. Newswars.com, the global site. You don't share that link.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.